We're in the book of Acts, chapter 24, and we're looking at Paul's defense before Governor Felix at Caesarea. Picking up at verse 12, Luke records for us, "My accusers did not find me arguing with anyone at the temple, or stirring up a crowd in the synagogue, or anywhere else in the city." Now, as others have noted, the phrase "stirring up a crowd" has a slightly different meaning in Greek. Literally, Paul is saying, "I did not collect a crowd." In other words, he did not incite unrest or anything else. Knowing the volatility of the Eastern personality, this was saying something. Felix, being a former slave himself, would grasp Paul's meaning very easily. Paul tells Felix that he had not gathered a crowd in the temple, the synagogues, or anywhere else. All these sites were the subject, of course, of riots throughout Felix's time as governor. In fact, as we have noted, he was well known for his brutal tactics in putting them down. In Acts 25, Paul will have to refute his defense before Festus. He will tell him, "I have done nothing wrong against the Jewish law, or against the temple, or against Caesar." Paul is trying to convey before Felix that he has only been in Jerusalem for a few days before his rescue by Lysias, and did not have time to begin any kind of an insurrection. He had gone to Jerusalem not as a political activist or a knife-wielding sicari, but as a worshiper. F.F. Bruce makes an insightful statement on this. Here's what he writes. "Paul would have been within his rights had he engaged in public debate, but on this occasion he did not wish to draw unnecessary attention to himself or to do anything to embarrass the leaders of the Jerusalem church, who were no doubt sufficiently embarrassed by the mere presence of Paul in the city." As Paul rounds out his first statement, he knows, "And they cannot prove to you the charges they are now making against me." This was true. The only way Tertullus and the Sanhedrin had to make their case against Paul was to either provide false witnesses or to alarm the governor to such a degree because he was prone to action without forethought. By the way, where were the Ephesians who started the riot by running through the temple courts raising an alarm? Where were the men who claimed that Paul had brought a Gentile into the Jewish sector? They seem to be entirely missing from the proceedings. While having denied any intentions of sedition, Paul now begins his faith testimony. Starting in verse 14, he says, "However, I admit that I worship the God of our ancestors as a follower of the way, which they call a sect." Paul's first sentence addresses the charge that he was a ringleader of the Nazarene sect. Notice how he links two things here: the worship of the Jewish ancestral God and his acknowledgement of the way. There was nothing seditious about worshiping Yahweh. Even under Roman law, he had the right to do that. Until 70 AD, the Romans tolerated Judaism, even though it was the source of unrest and often attempts of overthrowing their government. Felix certainly understood this clearly. It's interesting that Paul combines his ancestral worship with his participation in the Way movement. He insists that the Way was not a sect, as Tertullus claimed, but instead it was a fulfillment of the Jewish scriptures. In fact, as Paul explains it to Felix, the Way movement embraced and fulfilled the Torah's prophecies. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.